www.saintstupi.org.
And you can hear us all over the world. Wherever there's a little tiny caller, there's
we're
a
not taking any calls from
show
Toronto.
On your
this
computer.
Millennial moment invites right. Historical reflection. How has Christianity shaped the way we think about God, about ourselves, about how individuals ought to live, and the way that societies are to be organized?
They love the show. People are calling in from all over.
The show gives you a free haircut and a little mug of hot chocolate.
Aww.
And you can settle down in your comfort chair.
This is delicious. I should go out and drink the rest of mine while it's still hot.
And put on your headphones and lay back and relax.
Because then I can really hear. I got my earphones on.
See, there, Hal's got his earphones on.
Over here.
He's settling down in his big cup of coffee. It's over 6 feet high.
The heat of the fire still burns in your heart, long after the embers have died.
See, what you're supposed to do is pour some of this giant cup of half and half in here to cool it down.
Yummy.
Yeah, or go swimming in the half and half. Whatever you like.
It has a chalky taste. Well, there will be on the last Saturday of this month, a Burning Man beach burn, Saturday, March 27th at 8 p.m. at Ocean Beach in San Francisco. On the last Saturday of the month, we gather on the beach to rekindle the fire that still burns in each one of us. Each gathering on the beach will bring us closer to Burning Man.
Burning
help
Harvey.
Build the energy. That
burning,
will carry us
Harvey.
To the desert.
Burning Larry.
We have dances to move, fires to
Larry
burn.
Is Harvey. For kids.
Now to
Larry and Harvey.
We wait all year long
Larry
for
Mercy
the final
Fade.
Blast.
Larry
of
Harvey.
Man.
Jack Lemmon and
it is
Catherine
the cycle
DeNiro.
We all prepare for.
Burning
war.
Long Larry Harvey's all over the place.
Bring your body Larry for Harvey. Dancing, your drums to pound, something flammable for the fire.
Another one of these cults,
please,
I think.
No glass containers on the beach.
Larry
no
Harvey.
Cigarette butts.
Larry,
leave no
Larry,
trace.
Larry Harvey.
Location?
Hat.
Who's Larry Harvey?
Ocean
Larry
Beach,
hat.
San Francisco.
Larry Harvey's hat.
Have seen the hairy
Larry
Harvey's
hat.
Yes, at the great highway between Fulton and Lincoln
He's
Boulevard.
Walking the great highway.
Hairy larvae stairwell number 20.
There are
28.
A thousand hairy larvae.
We are looking.
Wait a minute. This isn't supposed to happen on the show.
Fire torch bearers, fire tenders, and anyone else who would like to help with fire-related activities.
Got a match?
Scarecrow. If you cannot make it to the beach bomb burn and or live a distance away and would still like to be part of the city-slash-desert activity, please contact Crimson Rose.
All right. Bishop Joy, get ready to loosen
Crimson
the cross here. This is where the Bishop Joy on a raft goes over the falls. Ready?
Oh, oh no. Oh, look at that.
And there he goes.
Also in the news, Onan Canobite of Portland, Oregon has announced the forthcoming subgenius revival Lemuria Rising on...
No.
It says...
really? That's
yeah,
what it's called?
10 June 1 AX, 1999
I'll send him a tape of the other
now,
Lemuria
what is
show
it?
That
I mean,
here.
What's it, June 1? It's either June 10th or June 1st. I don't understand it. It must be June 10th. 10 June.
And what's nice is anybody
where
going to that also might be able to go to the beautiful Woodstock Mystery Hole. Yippee!
That's right.
Where's
and
that?
Down
what
into
state?
Its mysterious
It's up in Oregon.
Did you have a nice weekend?
And,
it's really scary.
I've seen that place.
And
everybody.
If you drive there on the border of California, and Oregon is prehistoric gardens. Wander
yeah,
among the large fiberglass
right.
dinosaurs, monsters of a prehistoric age.
And don't they have those
and
primitive flower arrangements too?
Mm-hmm.
Primitive
they
flower
have,
arrangements.
Plymouth rock flowers
primitive
that came from the original dinosaurs that sailed across the
I'm
ocean.
Starting to
That's
channel
back
stupid.
Where they set those chickens free.
Oh,
so,
well, I thought they said, it's online and says they set those chickens afire.
Well, hey, did
set
those chickens wrong.
Oh, these billboard set guys got to change my script around.
You mustn't let them do that. Now remember, there will be no St. Stupid parade
there
this
is no
year.
Parade this
it
year.
It will
That's
not
right. no
take
parade.
Place on Thursday,
no
April 1st
parade.
At
That's
noon.
Wrong.
It will not
there
meet
will
at the Embarcadero Plaza
Pay
at the
attention.
Foot of Market Street in San Francisco.
And these are your
do
orders.
Not show
Bishop
up in funny costumes.
Do not bring pennies
to throw at the banker's
Don't bother to bring your socks.
Don't bother to bring your socks.
What else
are your orders?
It's not going to happen this year.
Do not come to the St. Stupid's Day Parade.
It's conserve like with your friends to make up something funny about corporate religion or the religion of corporations.
Really
corporate
fun.
Religion, religion of corporations, the corporate religions or the religion of corporations do not come.
Do not come to the financial district on April 1st during the 21st annual St. Stupid's Day parade. And for stupid's sake, don't tell anyone about this
stupid parade,
which is not going to happen again. For no information whatsoever, call Bishop Joey at 510-841-1898 or
www.saintstup.
What's he doing?
www. And then kind of like insert a JPEG GIF.
And it's all lowercase and then run together. You know that these kids
go to Saint. Go to our website. Okay. In order to get our website,
Charlotte's
you have to
website.
Go to the website. So go there first. Download a picture of Saint.
Anybody got a cigarette?
Then.
Oh, not. It's such
sign
a
on.
Sleazy
then,
bar.
Sign on.
I hate these places.
Well, we got the best butter rum martinis in this building.
STUIP.
Well, I guess we can put up with
the JPEG GIF in there. .com. And automatically, you will be rushed by your ones and zeros right over to the First Church of the Last Lap.
Some genius church rocked by a sex scandal. But who cares?
Right now, there's a phone number on the screen.
848-4425. 848-5.
That places you in contact here with our prayer ministers. You tell my prayer minister today.
Oh, yes. Billy Graham always had a special
voice we haven't heard in
relation.
The Tilton Boy.
God.
That was the Tilton Boy.
Yeah, when he had the little. I remember getting fart jokes from Doug's. Being Tilton.
He was misunderstood, I think. And
yeah.
Just misunderstood. But you won't be misunderstood if you show up next Thursday. That's right. April 1st, Embarcadero Plaza at noon for the 21st annual St. Stupid Day Parade, which will not happen this year if you were paying attention. See? I almost got you. Got you there.
Really? You're serious?
People who were listening, they heard the No St. Stupid's Day Parade announcement, and then we were just testing them there, thinking, oh, that was just a joke. gotcha.
What? Oh. No. What?
Look, hope we get served our hot buttered rum martini soon, because this bar is bumming me out. This is not the kind of place I like to spend time in, and these are not the kind of people I associate with. Gosh, if now one of them wants to talk to me, what should I say?
Every night. Waiter.
Hey, buddy.
There's a crucifix in my
seat. Here, give me a little space here, will you?
Come on over here and have a drink with us, buddy. Come on over to our table.
Horrible.
Every night. It's like this every night in this bar. Come on over. You. Yeah. Dr. Hal. Yeah, I know. Come on over to our table.
You have the advantage of me, sir.
You look like a waiter. Let's order something.
I've been waiting for some time, sitting in this filthy bar amidst the leather-vested fat guys, the worn and weary pool tables, the smelly sluts who are much harder and drunker than I'll ever be, the puke, piss, spit, blood-encrusted carpeting, the brain-damaged human carcasses who held their heads below their shoulders for longer than I've been alive, the slimy sidewalk penny loafers who want to be my pal. And the rest of the supporting cast, with heads vacuous and pants seats full. And I'm sitting here with the glasses and bottles in front of me, waiting for the hot buttered rum martini that I've been promised 20 minutes ago. That bartender isn't even paying attention, and this old creep looks like he's coming on to me or something. However, I put in all this time, so I might as well wait a little more and, boy, how did the show get bogged down in this place?
Hot buttered rum.
Oh, here it is. The automatic robo-bartender is rolling toward me with what looks like a large hot buttered rum martini.
Hot buttered rum.
Oh, boy, 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 oh, boy.
Hot.
Give me that thing.
Hot.
And that was the moment when I knew my destiny was to live among the axolotls, learn their language, and help them conquer the world. But nobody's interested in that, so... Of course, everyone knows the danger of killer asteroids, huge fragments of cosmic phlegm and flotsam that menace our Earth. Over 500 asteroids have been found with orbits that cross our planet's orbit, and some of these are huge, great big fellows.
I'm going to look outside the spaceship right now.
Why, if one of those things landed here, it would mean the end of all life on Earth, I teach you know. Of course, the chances of an asteroid dropping on your head in your lifetime are small. But if an asteroid were to land on your head, there is a strong possibility that it would occur without warning.
Would you like to see
could make some money selling it to specific scientists?
Yeah, does that scoop a little piece out or break a little piece off? And
leave some in your head if you'd like.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now, you said there was a... Speaking of doomsday, that you said there was a chance that Janer might be visiting.
That's true. There's not only a chance, I'm picking him up at the airport later today.
Who arranged this? Who engineered this piece of Baroque torture?
Probably Janer's parents. And here we are now. We're watching Janer's parents having sex.
Kindly, lovable Ma and Pa Kent engaged in furious copulation. Out there
okay,
on the farm.
They're using our X-ray radio eyes. You can see little Janer being conceived.
Yes, a tiny zygote. He quickly attained more humanoid proportions in his long path of embryological
growth.
Yeah,
here's
growth.
A little television head being
the first staying stupid
grown.
The rest of your life. Is that it?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
The next to the last one.
Yes, today is the worst day of the mess of your life.
People out into the streets in the financial district of San Francisco.
No, it's a legit kind of.
Okay, let's talk about St. Stupid. This is
KPFA thing.
Yes,
his
day.
Yes,
it's a hurricane.
Their day.
It worked. Yeah, it's not a specific kind of day.
It's an androgynous day. Yes,
that's right.
Okay.
The stupidity, it seems, spreads throughout the species on both sides of that gender.
Well, will Janer participate in the St. Stupid's Day Parade?
Is he going to be in town? Will he be here?
Back Monday, and he was very sorry to know.
Oh, back to Arkansas?
Like to, I'm sure.
Putting humanity in its proper place.
You know, maybe we can talk him into staying.
Civilizations and parking meters.
Okay, call
him. Make him your a permanent resident of our fair city.
I've been told that
Janer stays
Mayor Willie Brown.
Janer.
Hands Janer the key to the city and the basket with the free Ghirardelli chocolates, the San Francisco treat Rice-A-Roni packages, miniature cable cars, a model of the Golden Gate Bridge, and an oversized headpiece from Beach Blanket Babylon.
Wait a minute. That's not an oversized from Beach Blanket. That's
it's
my
not.
Saint Stupid
oh.
head. That's
no,
my
no.
Saint Stupid
I
head.
I don't
Janer
know how that
stole
got
look.
There.
Janer stole
Janer's
my
Saint
Stupid. Well, we can figure out that later, but the important thing is that Janer is going to be here, and he is going to be walking among us.
That's right. And maybe even having a secret little show. One of those invitation-only things, you know?
Are we alone in the universe?
I think
or
so.
Are there other planets?
Here's all the food that was left behind by the other people who were here in the universe before us.
Until recently, astronomers knew of the 9 planets in our solar system.
What do you think, Bishop Joey?
But could only speculate as to whether other...
I think this caller, he knows how to use the phone.
Okay, what's the call? Call state short question, please. Caller, go ahead. Talk to a totally naked bishop. What do you want to know?
Get him to put his clothes on.
Gustave Doré.
Yeah, please.
You ever heard of him?
Who?
Gustave Doré.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of him.
What do you think of his work?
Yeah, we call him Dor.
A little dark for me. I wish he'd used colored pencils instead.
He was that inspirational dark ink to Willis
O'Brien. Just doesn't work for me.
I like bright.
I like snappy. You know, if you're going to show grimness of life and stuff, let's put a little spin on it.
The original motion picture, King Kong.
Yeah, come on. I mean, just with the dark, the black, and the white thing. Oh, come on.
The dark background and foreground with bright middle ground, a Doré trademark.
Very good.
Occurs in many of his engravings. Actually, his paintings, though not liked by the art establishment of today, are also quite spectacular and interesting.
Ooh, I totally believe that. God, I wish we could watch a slideshow right now.
Okay, here we go. Okay,
you see, the art establishment believes they're trash.
Okay, here's the first slide
even
of trash.
To see a copy.
Here's the second slide of... Oh, this is Willie Brown. Sorry, here.
He's sliding down the ice.
Yeah, no, I don't want to put this one. I'm going to bury this one under City Hall.
With that charming computer-generated penguin. Or is it a seal? It's so stylized, it's hard for me to tell
Reagan
what that is.
Reagan and Feinstein, the St. Stupid's
Rankin
Day Parade.
Bass and Feinstein animated St. Stupid's Day
Isn't
Splash.
Isn't that the Rankin Bass ice cream plant?
Valancourt Fountain.
Oh, I see, the cruise missile.
Feinstein getting gang fondled by some overeager seals.
Gang probe. We're going to gang probe.
Yeah, but those seals are, they're well-trained.
They're from a Navy ship.
Yeah, they're specifically used for that mission alone.
The Eternal Father, strong to save.
And they will use a hot extraction.
The restless wave.
Movement of a star
mighty ocean
causes
deep.
The wave like
yeah,
so
but that's a really sad
spectrum.
Song.
It's unappointed.
Yeah.
I know it is sad. It's about our lost
and
comrades.
Yep.
Rotting
people in the
measuring the amount of
the little sailors that are inside the cartoon of the submarine that blows up. You saw that, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I saw it descending.
Fins
into
of steel
depths.
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're slowly descending. So that everybody had enough time to look around at each other as the lights started to flicker and as the water started to stream in at high velocity. Look at each other in the eye and say, this.
It's happening.
Yeah, the 21st annual St. Stupid's Day Parade.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, they went. Oh no, we got to do it again.
Right in front of these.
We got to do it again. They looked at each other and went, "Oh no!" For the 21st time, if we don't do it right this time, they'll probably do it next year. So let's get it right this time, people.
Jeez,
start practicing.
This year, a practice parade. There is a practice parade this year, right?
There is a practice parade this year. That's right.
All right.
I think it's happening right now.
So get over there to the spooky streets of San Francisco.
See if you can find
the ghostly elements of the parade.
The stations of stupid. Ooh.
Well, now, there's no ancillary show this time.
No
vaudeville.
No. Low budget.
Thing, you know. It's just the basic low rent, low
just
maintenance.
Low rent, low maintenance.
You know,
follow
it's
follow the guy with the drum.
Down, kind of
strip down. Follow the naked guy with the drum. I'll be naked this year.
Yes, and
I'm going to be pushing the envelope.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Well, the envelope? If you push the envelope, if an unpushed envelope does not fall
to
the floor.
It just depends on what you're pushing it with, I think is what he means.
Oh, well, I will have a drum in front of me.
All right, okay.
Okay.
So that's what they call them these days.
Well, a small snare drum, actually.
Well, the snares of Satan are many.
Oh, and they'll be out there on the streets of San Francisco waiting for you, the unwary parader for the St. Stupid, the evil April 1st day. Evil April 1st. People don't know that. They think it's funny. Little do they know.
A vast plot of cosmic menace is being hatched.
Evil.
It's true. I heard it on CB Radio, Channel 17. It was Evil 1st of April. It was spooky and scary.
He's
to turn off your radios and pack up. It was sort of like like the end of the year already happening in April 1st.
April 1st.
Y2K stupid.
April is the cruelest month.
Why is that?
It's got a little sharp points. You know?
It's got the income taxation.
And then you slide down the little sharp points right into the halo.
Or just step on one of those little sharp points. You know those jumping choyas?
Yeah.
This is sharper than a jumping choya.
Jumping Jiminy.
Oh, man, this will go right through your boot.
He looks like a little cartoon character.
Well, you see these cholas.
Cholos.
They're called choyas because, well, they chaw you. Yeah, their micro spines break off in your quivering flesh, and every attempt you make to remove them only breaks them and scatters them further.
Oh, they're also called teddy bear cactus because they're so cute.
Teddy
and
bear choya. They're cute to look at, but don't touch it.
We did that. We hopped out of our car.
There's only one way you can possibly get it off.
No, we're coming through Joshua Tree.
It's extremely painful.
And you're going across right where, in the middle of Joshua Tree, it changes from Mojave to Sonoran or something like that.
Right. Well, all three deserts are colliding at super desert speed.
The Sonoran.
Just before you drop down into the next desert, there's this Cholla garden, and it's a sign and a turnout, and it says Cholla Gardens. And we come through there, and the sun was kind of shining low and shining through.
And they're called jumping cactus.
This little forest of fuzzy, cuddly cactus.
But don't cut.
And so we pulled the cars over, and we stopped, and we went, oh, let's take a couple pictures. And so we start walking through the Cholla Gardens. And there's about four or five of us, and some of them are wearing flip-flops.
Sandals, yay!
Oh, my God.
So I'm over there taking some pictures, and all of a sudden I hear of pain from over there. And I turn around, and there's another yelp of pain over there. It's
so
another one
sad.
Of our party. There's about five of us on this
pain
desert trip.
The pain is now beginning.
And then I take one step, and I go into the most incredible agony I've ever felt in my life. Not since sinking to the bottom of the ocean.
A slight amount of poison on the tips of each barb.
But more importantly, it goes right through your boot. I mean, I was wearing boots. These other people were almost barefoot. And I went in through the toe of a hiking boot of incredible dimensions. Look at the size of this. Here's
right
a cross section here. Look at this
thing.
The Vibram sole is this thick with a steel plate underneath it. The toe is reinforced titanium with three layers of
cactus
extremely mean cowhide on the edge. And that little Cholla thing went right through into my toe. And then you try to reach down and tear that little Cholla out.
You can't touch
off.
It.
No, you can't.
Your hand.
It's an incredible thrust of pain.
The only way you can do it is take two sticks and lift it out on the two sticks.
Actually, large salad fork is perfect.
Yeah, that would work.
Yes. So that's what we were doing. We were dancing,
in the
hopping.
Don't have access to and large.
Now imagine these in the nose of a dog. This is something I used to come across all the time in Hopi country.
Ooh, really?
So we would actually try to catch wild dogs and see if we could break them off and force them through.
Didn't it go?
You actually have to force it through the nose. You can't pick them out.
Oh, no. So they love the dog's nuts, right?
Your friends and
they
you
thought
can
we were torturing
nose,
them
but
even
you
worse.
You can't pick your friend's nose.
But it's just incredible.
Oh, poor puppy.
But they're not going to the parade. No, you were going to the parade.
That's right. This is a no-dog parade. Because last year they brought 253 dogs, and not one pooper scooper.
That's
no
right.
The dogs.
And worst of all, giant dog heads followed the parade around.
And leaving a trail of biscuits.
In fact, it got so exciting that it collided head-on with the headwaters.
No, that was a beautiful sight.
That was pretty good. Giant. So the St. Stupid's Day parade actually went to about 800 people in the space of 2 minutes.
Yeah. No.
That was pretty neat.
We clogged the
only
street.
For about 2 minutes.
But
then
some of
they
those
went somewhere, and then we went up the hill.
Well, some of those headwaters people were kind of like
offended?
Offended or something.
Because you can't have fun.
That's right. We were having fun, and they were bringing down industrial society.
They would do that hissing thing like in the movies where something's wrong.
Yeah.
And that's how you tell everybody in the movie that you're much more advanced than they are, and you know it's wrong.
Yeah, some of them were applauding us, and some of them were throwing us the finger. FCC, take that.
Yes, all right. We must all get together.
Come on, folks.
We must reach out to our unfortunate
kind of love one another. Gotta get poked in the butt right now. I love that song.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, people.
I remember back
spit
when
on
big
your brother.
Monster.
Everybody.
What? Hal's going crazy. He's saying bad lyrics.
A bad lyric.
No, that's
hit each other
and
push and shove one another.
It's supposed to be hit Michael Pepe only.
Yeah,
boy,
right.
Michael Pepe went crazy when you were hanging helplessly from the ceiling.
He had to hook me. He had 10 years of hooking to catch up with, but he couldn't. I told him he couldn't hook me off. He just swung me around.
So I got that on tape. His wild ambulatory arms akimbo stance. Yeah, he was really. He didn't know what to do though.
Yep.
And then the best part was all the people that had come to this show were starting to move out. Now they stopped moving out. They're staring at you and Michael, and they think it's part of the show. And he's freaking out. Nobody really quite knows what's going on.
It was performance art, ladies and gentlemen. That
it was.
No, we're bringing it back.
And a gallery full of spray paint.
Spray painters and intellectuals. There are some.
Okay, we're time traveling now.
Oh, I'm going back.
Going back through all the St. Stupid's Day parade.
As the fighting minute, man.
Yep. Oops. Too fast. Oh, wait.
The armored knight.
There we are.
Let's go. Well, okay. As the Roman warrior.
Of the spray paint versus the emblem of Dr. Laszlo Bindom, no, Nathan Abrantius. It was Dr. Nathan Abrantius who gave that speech, an incredible analysis of some of the rigors involved in this.
People out into the streets in the financial district of San Francisco.
A ploy, a way of life.
I see.
Okay, let's talk about St. Stupid. This is her day.
Yes.
His day.
Yes, it's a her
day. Their day.
It's not a specific kind of guy.
It's an androgynous day, yes.
That's right.
Androgy report.
Yeah,
is St. Stupid politically correct? You have to worry about
it. Well, look at this. I mean, look at the size of that. I mean, could you be more correct?
No.
Oh, well then, come on down and you'll see it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. That's right, coming down this, to your...
So who else is coming this year? Because we have Dr. Father Drummond, Dr. Michael Pepe, Dr.
Ponsmar.
Ponsmar. Now, did he just do a commercial?
Really?
I think I saw him in a commercial.
I don't think so, but it's possible.
Doing a stupid frog boy thing. It just seems below him.
That's the kind of...
Well, it's his thing.
He's got a daughter to raise, so nothing's below him anymore.
That's true. And you'll probably see it. Some kind of... It's a guy being a frog for you, like you're trying out in some kind of audition.
Yeah.
And you just catch a flash of his face, and I'm sure I saw... Like a dinosaur head, but no head on it. So, I don't know.
He's coming Tuesday night. He's going to give you for St. Stupid's Day Parade. And then we're going to do Mills College next Saturday night for some strange Mills College function. Yeah, it could be interesting. So I'm going back, and I rub their face in it on Saturday night with Ponsmar.
My God, how satisfying.
Oh, it's going to be great. Ponsmar, if you'll remember, about one of the weekend parades, he was the guy that got the multiple pies. Do you remember that happening?
Yeah, sure, the pie man.
The pie man. Oh, no, there's the pie man. But this is Ponsmar, and there was a...
Oh, Ponsmar. Oh,
Ponsmar was there to demonstrate how we threw pies in San Francisco because an L.A. production group from America's Funniest People, a short-lived show.
Yep.
They came up, they called me from L.A. saying, oh, I hear the St. Stupid's Day is pretty funny. A lot of funny people.
Yeah, I remember them coming
up and get a lot of pies. And Hal and I stole some of the pies and ate them.
No, that's right.
Yeah, but we stole them from the pie man. This isn't what he's talking about.
No, I know, but I just remember all those yummy pies.
Oh, and then the...
Free warm pies.
So there was this, like, producer who looked like an L.A. guy and a cameraman and some woman with a clipboard. And they're running around filming people, funny people at St. Stupid's Day.
Oh, that was funny. Could you do that again?
Yeah, could you do that again? Oh, do
exactly.
that again. And then I said, okay, we're going to throw some pies now. So we threw pies at Ponsmar. We had, like, about 30 pies. I remember how he... And the band played more. Da, 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 da. And Pons slowly turned around while people plastered him on every part of his body. I mean, every orifice, every joint. And he just kept turning around. And then I went up and tried to stop him to do the next bit. And this woman had a pie in her hand. And she looks at Pons, who's totally covered in pie. And then she turns and looks at me, who is totally clear of pie. And she did the most obvious thing, and she splattered me with a pie. Then we got the producer from L.A., America's Funniest People. We brought him over and stood him in front of the crowd.
Splattered him with the pie.
And we hit him with the pie.
How did you know?
I was there.
Funny.
I saw
you were there. It was
happened.
Funny. Yeah. It was funny.
That's
I didn't get on the show, though. They didn't put St. Stupid on the show?
No, they had their fill of that pie-eyed nonsense.
Will I ever
imagine a world where Breakthrough... St. Stupid doesn't get on a show because it looks so normal?
I know.
Pie Man was on Weird TV. He gave his home number.
Right.
Yes, of course.
Well,
Weird TV.
Yeah, Weird TV, but who watches that? You?
2 a.m.?
Huh? Did you watch Weird TV?
That's like a radio show. It's on at 3 a.m.
Clips. I got the best of clips on tape, even from that show.
Yeah, they had some good stuff. What is he doing now?
There was a short attention span.
He's working out in his
short
garage
attention span
with his brand new editing system.
He's got a new editing system?
Oh, yeah, okay. He went out and got an $8,000 something or other PC-based editing system.
Ooh.
So impressive that now Chicken John's going to get the same one.
Oh.
And everybody's going to have little editing systems.
Oh.
And they'll all just sit at home jacking off to their own little movies, which they made about themselves.
Oh, the Me Show.
Like the Me Show, that's right. And I constantly talk about Me Show on the CB. Because after all, CB is caller show.
Ooh, they're showing War Vidi right now.
Really?
Italy. Did you watch
Okay, quick. List? What uniform is Kurt Kirsteiner wearing in this scene?
It's It's not a U-boat commander, that's for sure.
Yeah, no. No. In fact, only one of them, I think, was Navy.
I know.
But after all, they're supposed to be Army guys who are gouting Hitler.
Oh, that's right. They're gouting Hitler.
They're gouting. Oh, that's right. There were two Navy guys. Yeah, pretty good Navy guys.
Mm-hmm.
Fully ordinated.
But Sergeant Wellman and all those guys, are all ordinated. The doofuses are all little Army guys.
You mean when Amos Custard had his last stand?
No, this is when the Nazis...
Adolf took his last boat ride.
...took their last sub out to the ocean and sank it with the leadership aboard.
And what was that line that kept being repeated?
There's a... Captain, there's a destroyer in our rear.
No, there's something scratching on
that's
the hull.
That's what I'm going to call mine.
Destroyer in our rear.
I have this guy saying that over and over again.
No.
As
Captain,
he hauled himself out of the boat.
In our rear. Yeah.
Oh, those guys really knew that talk.
Yeah, they got the lingo down.
Sure. Got the lingo down. That's sailor lingo. Hard a left.
Yeah, my favorite, but it isn't funny to anybody. I mean, you bring it up as a joke. We don't have to watch it. When we did, this guy couldn't get his line, so we did 20 takes. And then when he finally got it, I noticed that hanging right direct center in the middle of the picture, hanging on the aft stairwell, is this sign that says, "Please do not step," in English, which nobody had seen until. So we had to do it all over again. He had to do 20 more takes where he couldn't. But the best had to be the guy downstairs in the kitchen who couldn't get that line, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That one guy. He was wonderful. He could not get four words in before he just lost it.
Which line was that?
In the, you're in the mess, and it's something about, you know, they're having sort of a vote to, and the enlisted crew are all sitting around going, "Gosh, what do we do?"
Yeah.
And that one guy was supposed to say something like, "We can get to Bremerhaven, and then we can." Yeah. You know, he couldn't.
We can live over.
Yeah, and he just couldn't do it. He was so shaken by
the mein Führer. I am so lonely.
That's where they stomp on the artist's fingers, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
On those submarines.
State short dogma,
and,
please.
I only have one
process of impounding this radio, and I happened to switch it on.
Oh, just happened to. Right.
So you have a pounding
and
headache.
And I notice civilian broadcast.
Oh, it's civilian broadcast,
isn't it? This is Marine Corps muscle.
Look at these hobnail boots and call me a civilian pal.
Emergency with genuine, do you?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. I lost my control, sir.
Let's go over that again.
Don't give
you
me
say
a
you saw some sort of monster.
Boom, 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 boom.
You know, I'm sure you thought you saw what you say you saw, but...
Okay, he believes the monster was singing this song.
You know, Mandrake?
Yeah. Mandrake, that's right. Mandrake the magician was singing Chloe.
Yeah, and
the problem
Lee Falk, the creator of Mandrake the Magician, just died this last week.
Oh, you know who else died?
And he created the Phantom also. Yep, that's the deal.
I happen to believe it, Disneyland, Mandrake.
I liked his work a lot.
I think I'm going to go to Disney.
You know who else died is Kirk Allen, 88, the first Superman. Dancer and a B-movie actor whose muscular physique won him the first film of Superman in the late 40s, died on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Superman, the comic book hero. Yippee! Kenny made Superman 1948 and Atom Man versus Superman in 1950. He told an interviewer in 1987 he didn't believe when the producer, Sam Kasman, asked him to play the role. I thought it was a publicity stunt. I was 37 when I played Superman. I picked up that girl and ran up the flight of stairs like it was nothing. He was also in cool movies like Black Hawk, G-Men versus the Underworld,
Superman,
Daughter of Don Q, and Radar Patrol. That's when they knew how. And Garson Kanan died. And Gershon Legman died. He was an anthologist.
Gershon Legman,
anthologist of erotic humor. I didn't realize he was 81.
Yes, one of our best minds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a real... let's see. He died at a hospital. Yeah, he collected folks, for those of you who don't know him, published books on violence and comic books, oral sex, and erotic folklore.
Only unlike Dr. Frederick Wortham, Legman's analyses are far more worthwhile.
Yeah, if you can find them. Garson Kanan died, one of my favorite writers.
Not only Gershon Legman, but Garson Kanan.
And we're losing all the great ones in one sort of week here.
Yeah, and they also have the same similar cadence to their names.
And of
the
course,
fellow in the bright nightgown is doing it the easy way.
Hazel Sloan.
died this week.
Who's Hazel Sloan?
Hazel Sloan is the most evil woman in the history of the human race. And I have hated
Aunt Bertha is not, and Hazel Sloan is?
What? She's the only woman I have ever really fantasized seriously about murdering.
Because she hooked you off. Because she hooked you off the stage. Fella.
Yes, and I had figured out that the number of her steps, approximately 2.5 feet each, coming out of the back door of the building, if I dropped a very heavy stone from my height at the fifth floor.
No, Peppy, you'd be hooked off the porch before you even got there. Get the hook.
I understand.
I'm going to hook him off
her
the radio.
Let me hook this.
I'm going to hook this guy off the radio.
The stone would hit her head at exactly the right moment if I led her properly. That's the question. How do you lead somebody from 5 floors up at 32 feet per second per second?
Practice.
Why do you love this person so much?
She is so evil. Every time you went through the lobby, she always had to make the same joke every day, and that joke was, when are you going to pay the rent? And the joke was, you've got 3 weeks.
That's pretty funny.
I like not this peeing.
Day after day, year after year, for 12 years, she's been making the same joke.
Is she still there?
She died last week.
Hallelujah.
And yet she's still there asking for the rent.
Isn't there a ghost or something?
Squirting from her nostrils.
What it is, they've left an incredible note on the elevator about how we're going to have a day of toast to the great Hazel, whom we all know and love.
Hazelnut toast? That's not
Yeah, that sounds great.
In history. And so I left a graffiti on the note of Graffitis, how hypocritical it was. And of course, I received a nasty note in reply.
So what you're saying is you were invited to the funeral but didn't go.
No, they're having it tomorrow afternoon. I don't know what to do.
Let's all go. It'll be a cacophony event.
Well, I'm going to channel her right now. I'm going to channel that woman right now.
Uh-oh, watch out. He's going to do it, too.
Who? Gina Davis, maybe, because she's sort of evil. No.
She's kind of tall.
The girl that was in The Exorcist, that girl.
In what?
The Exorcist. What's her name?
She was in Repossessed, too, but don't rent it.
And she became an adult actress later, of course.
Lionel Barrymore.
No one cares.
Everybody becomes an adult actress later.
You know, the girl that twisted her head around behind her.
Linda Blair.
Lady Fair.
That's correct.
Just channel Hazel Sloan.
Man, we don't tolerate language like that on this program.
Well, you know the kind of thing. It's terrible.
And there you go again. Now I'm going to have to ask you not to.
I feel so free now. She won't make the same joke. Oh, another joke was when you got the little flyers from Safeway, each month with the deals, she'd say, "There is no Safeway." I've heard that joke 100 times if I've heard it once. There is no, and I would have to laugh, of course, pretending that it was funny. Again and again, it's like a hell. It's like being in hell, having to laugh at the same joke.
Well, you have those hell checks now from Puzzling Evidence. Just spend your way out of hell.
That's right. But
I bought a new truck with
me. Cyclone. I have to get them back. Dog Paul has them.
Oh, no.
Well, now, good luck.
He's probably going to spend them all.
That's right.
Work the whole account out, which is, the count is endless, so you have to work pretty hard to do that.
But all these other people, why did these people die? Gay and who?
Gershon Leghorn. Yeah, he was that rooster in the cartoon. Yeah, and Garson Kanin, who was Ruth Gordon's wife. I mean, they used to sit around and sip on hard liquor in their living room and write movies like Adam's Rib. All four of them. Lauren Bacall would sit with Bodie.
Oh,
would sit.
God,
all those folks. That was an idea of fun for them.
I hardly think you'd be sipping anything with Lauren Bacall next to you. I don't know, unless Humphrey Bogart himself was there. To prevent you from...
To prevent you from getting too fresh with baby.
Yeah.
But, the reason I'm calling to protest something. am protesting St. Stupid's Day.
Every year there's got to be.
Why? Just about stupidity.
What's the problem?
I'll tell you what. It takes stupidity too lightly, and it makes fun of stupidity, and stupidity is one of the great religious quantities of our age.
It's the basis of all religions. If you haven't been paying attention every year, I tell you every year, and you don't listen.
No, it's true. You're making fun
of
religion. Stupidity.
That's right. Well, it is. All the other religions are based on fear and guilt. You got to have stupidity for fear and guilt to work. So everybody's a member of my church. So what we enjoy, embrace it. One day a year, we give in. The rest of the time is when we fight back. But this April 1st is when you give in.
And just be stupid.
That's right.
Well, let me tell you, what are you planning to do on the great Easter Sunday when we've got the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence against the Catholic Church itself?
Oh, we're going to be rooting for them, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be out. Oh, no, we're rooting against them. Oh, that's right. We're going to be rooting. Oh, no. I don't know what to do because those sisters, they don't shave all the time. And when they kiss me, it gives me a burn on my cheek.
They're not as pretty as the
Oh, no. Hey, that Pope's a cutie.
They don't have the Pope mobile.
Oh, the Pope is a cutie. That little Polack cutie.
I don't know. You know, I the Pope really has a point there, I think.
It's called the Pope's nose, and every day it's
Last over the fence. Back of that little bag with the chicken.
Actually, because a Pope jumps over first, so how could the Pope's nose be the last thing over the fence? That's what I'm
wondering. The Pope's nose is actually the tail of this foul thing.
He called the Pope a foul something. I didn't hear the rest of it.
You're mistaken.
Oh, I see. Call the Pope a turkey.
And set the chickens free.
Well, that's a stupid animal. The turkey's the most stupid barnyard animal, isn't it?
No, I think it's the...
Just who are you calling less equal?
Well, turkeys first, and then call-ins, or radio show callers are the second most...
The wild turkey should fly free.
Well, that's another thing, but, I mean, that's the question. Did radio call-in shows, callers...
Every mad jackass.
They're still being listened to now by aliens.
That's right.
Millions of miles
aliens. But since we invented the radio hook, we can hook any caller we want right off the air. Here comes the hook. Here comes that hook. Oh, look out.
In the Pepe.
Or are there other planets like the Earth?
I'm going to hook you on the radio, man. I'm hooking. You thought you could hook me. You couldn't hook me at the lab when I was hanging, when I was dangling. You could not hook me. Michael Pepe could not hook me. He could not hook me out of the space. But I am the king of hooks.
No!
Michael Pepe will not tread upon a stage as long as I live.
From the police, there's a hook restraining order against you. You will not be able to hook anyone within 100 feet. And that, I have already bought that. It cost me thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God.
A hook restraining order.
Get the hook.
And
the hook.
Holmes cannot hook me anymore.
Get the hook.
It's like a force field.
Get the hook.
And now, the body of Michael Pepe is brought up on the boat.
The good old Pope, tremendous pity for it.
You try to hide behind the Pope so you won't get hooked every year, but no, it doesn't work, does it? Well, we just start all over again next year.
Well, that sounds like a sub-genius. Yes, and I'm suing the Church of the Sub-Genius.
Are you really?
Oh, why?
Yeah. Because nothing happened on July 15th.
It was a typographical error. It was a typographical...
No,
it wasn't 1998, July 5th.
Bubba Free Imho Pep.
No. It was upside down.
That's right.
86,
it's a typographical
61.
Error they have to pay for.
91.
That's true. And imagine if everybody asked for their money, triple their money back.
That's right.
An important question.
It'd be $60 a piece for those old-timers like myself.
Were you listening to our show earlier?
No.
Then perhaps you didn't hear the announcement
that social cockroach.
Janer is coming.
He's
supposed to stay at your place.
No, because Janer supposedly was caught in the shower.
All right, now let's not tell any of these stories on the air. This involves a young man's reputation.
What is it?
Who steals his reputation steals his pelt.
I don't need that in my
house. Ear,
right,
his purse, or something.
You know, it first occurred to me when I listened to the show.
Yeah.
Yes,
during the physical act of love, Margaret.
Oh no!
Profound sense of
this guy used the show as lubricant.
Who is that?
Social
a General Ripper calling us.
General Ripper?
Yes.
Yes, now you have military people.
He's got his thing in the Coke machine again. But he's got an MP5. Just shoot it right over.
You know, the moon orbits the Earth at a distance of just 238,850 miles.
Yeah, have some chai tea and just calm down.
But it's very different from our planet.
What about Janer's coming?
Janer's coming, and he's very different than our planet.
You heard what Tallulah said. I don't want that in my home.
Well, it's you better get that straight with Janer then, because he's definitely planning to
be here. What was it? Did they find out what it was?
No, it was never tested because the humans were so scared by it, they disposed of it.
See the color out of space by H.P. Lovecraft.
The spoon was not allowed in the house.
Trained scientists were quaking with fear.
Yeah,
they had to be specially trained.
No, they're scientifically studying trains.
No, but they're men of steel. Just wilting.
They had an accident. How explicit do I have to be?
Yeah, so let's just not talk about it anymore, all right? I'm getting lightheaded.
Ixnay on the octave.
Now let's just bow our heads and have a moment of silence for Janer, who's coming this way.
Here he comes down from the sky.
Coming in a beam of light.
Hey, he's really pretty.
Just like Ubo Sathala.
It's like a urine dump in space.
Urine dump? Oh, those little glowing, glittering yellow crystals orbiting around Janer.
I had no idea you were so beatific.
Yeah, that's only the beginning, you see. For this, Janer is truly he who's coming with an axe.
Look, he's got
the Antichrist, accursed of God. The evil one, the beast of the Book of Revelation.
Oh, Mr. Wellman, those cigarettes, are those really Winston?
Those Shermans?
No, silly. Winston's a dog.
Pure. When I changed to Winston, I changed for good. Because I got good taste like I knew I would.
The show up into
Winston
the sky.
Tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good.
Okay, enough goofing around. Back to practice.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. The reason your coffee is all the Chevron gas.
Okay, we got to practice the parade again. Okay, now this part right here. Everybody together. Okay, listen to this part here. Let's do this.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Yeah, there we go. That's the parade. We're practicing the parade now.
Your hands feel so good.
And it's very, very sad.
Peppy, get
Can't
in
you
step.
Tell by the music?
So sad. Hey, Peppy, get in step.
So very sad.
And here's Michael Pepe climbing up on the statue of the Bare Butt Mechanics.
Why was it Michael Pepe? Why did it have to be Michael Pepe?
We're going to hook you out of the parade.
Well, he's been drafted to doing that. It's a genetic inheritance from the...
They said it was genetic. If only any of us had known, we could have done something about it.
He could have put the key in the ignition and driven off.
He's doing it for...
All right. Hey, isn't nice.
And now the...
And so Michael Pepe took off like a rocket on a historically important day so close to the end of the millennium, which was to color the next 1,000 years with its special odor.
It's the Millennium Dance.
The Millennium Falcon.
Well, I can't take it. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to jump off this tower now.
Easy, son. Not so fast.
Wait, okay, we'll just turn down this caffeine-like music.
My brain is dead.
Let's get a hold of ourselves here.
My brain may no longer be the boss.
There's no hope.
You better check.
I'm jumping.
It may happen sooner. Janer is...
A female on the Janer show. I mean, on the Wellman show.
Did you hear the news that Janer is headed this way?
No, he can't. I'm leaving town.
He called me.
Oh, he called you.
Oh, of course. You're a female. He's called.
What did he say?
He calls all the females.
What did he want?
He's coming.
What did he want?
He's coming.
Oh, God, you
Why would he need to want anything?
I suppose he's trying to hit me up for a place to stay, but you all know what happened in my shower.
Yeah, we heard about that distressing incident when...
We were just going over the slides and the autopsy photographs with Dr. Pepe here.
You were not going to go through it. Ian walked into the bathroom and screamed.
Ian Fleming, that is.
What is it? So, as I understand it...
That part I didn't hear before.
Right?
Yeah.
Ian walked into the bathroom and screamed.
Well, he originally found the spoo.
He found it?
Yeah. I saw it.
A young child found the spoo.
I expected Vince to clean it up.
Vince, of course.
The spoo was collected and preserved in this container. The callers then fought over the spoo until the show hosts rescued them.
I don't know why we have to from you,
perpetuate this distressing story.
Michael, let go of the spoon. It's of no use to you anymore.
But Lola's on the show. She can tell us.
She is trying to.
I could have bottled it and, like, saved it.
You could have.
Oh, she kept it in a test tube for later analysis.
Would I market it?
But then it mysteriously disappeared when the Kennedy family came to town.
The point is not what it's worth, but it'll run away if you don't capture it.
The spoo grew legs and ran to Michael Pepe's arms.
I have Tanner's underwear in a Ziploc bag in the back of my closet.
Now, you don't want to wake up your dead landlady.
What? Is he staying with you?
Hello.
Okay, well, is that staying with me? Well,
I heard he was going to stay with some hostile youths in a youth hostel.
Yeah, hostile youths. That's exactly it.
That's what he sort of is, in a sense.
Well, okay. He's been raking it in with his human TV routine.
He's making tons of money on that human TV thing.
Wait a minute.
He's a rich artist now.
Yes.
Wow. Much richer than any of us.
Dana is rich doing...
Doing the human TV.
On the Venice Beach Boardwalk.
An idea stolen from you over 17,000 years ago.
Years ago, that's
but
right.
Made successful,
along with
reinvented
church,
by James.
The superior way. Now, Michael Pepe's standard is being lowered, and Janer's Union Jack is going up.
Yes, Janer's colors are being run up the mast.
If Janer made $1 million, it would be like Beverly Hillbillies. We'll be like Jed
just
Lampus
so.
See, Michael Pepe is
appreciating
June. So.
Typical Pepe.
But June had more to say about the strange...
The spoo, yes, about the spoo.
Spoo.
Well, okay.
Who did?
Did it
you did.
Okay? Did you finally burn through it with special acid?
Like paint on styrofoam.
I don't know what Vince did. Probably used bleach.
These are all false names, of course.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know. And it's really weird. Within a couple of months, it was a chain or
now the spoo is being lowered into the ocean.
I had Danielle, Vampire Danielle's blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, where the spoo is last...
And it mixed with the Janer remnant and created an abhorrent new liquid.
Can you
and now the wreath is lowered to the test tube of spoo, and they're both put in the ocean for permanent burial at this site.
What would happen with that? You get a vampire Janer?
Oh,
you get a cross between Danielle and Janer. That would be what you'd get.
Now you're talking.
I just don't like it.
The vampires from Arkansas. It would be an evening with Janer, which we've had many times.
Now, calm down, everyone.
But
Janer is coming this way.
He did state a commotion last time, and my friend...
Which, of course, is a zoning
problem. He was really one... He's in love with Janer.
Who?
Who is?
Jeff.
A certain Mr. Jeff.
Well, then he's got a place to stay.
Well,
not anymore.
Janer doesn't really much... he doesn't really like.
Well, he'll just have to wait till he's asleep or something.
Wait a minute, that would be Jeff and
Jeff gave him a.
Now Michael Pepe is driven into furious.
Gave him a
paroxysm.
Yeah,
because he was in love with Janer.
Yeah, it's so confusing now. Everything's been all overlaid.
Janer was freaked out.
Yeah, I bet.
And then.
That's hard for him to process.
That's when he asked me if he could stay at my place.
And we said yes.
Well, you know what happened was Jeff really did. I don't know. After a while, you know, he couldn't take the insult of Janer not returning his love. And so he paid me $60 to let Janer sleep on my couch.
You know,
it was kind of like, do I let... Janer, sleep
welcome
on my couch with greasy hair.
Where we
well, you could always put a plastic bag down over it.
Subgenius gossip.
Or do I let him use my
in a shampoo counter.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want the shower to be used a second time. Well, this is the first time I ever heard that Ian screamed in horror.
He did.
Ian discovered the spoo.
Well, I think...
I never knew that.
Ian Fleming, that is.
Ignored it, went back to bed.
Tallulah, you shouldn't have your son living at the house when Janer comes. You take him to a...
So to speak.
Yes, by all means, when Janer stays with you, have your son
always
move out
evacuate
the house.
Your family to a safe house.
Please, take them off the...
Immediately. Take your family from the street. Yes.
I got rid of...
Allow Janer in the garage as your family is slipping out the back door into your rented Camaro.
Leave the refrigerator door ajar. It'll distract them.
Yes. Leave a little boo, a little dish for him.
No, don't leave any boo. That will cost you more money.
Boo or boo?
No, this is just a boo. Nickname for frop or friend.
Newspaper. Don't let him in your shower.
I'm not in it, no, but I hope to be someday.
Now, St. Stupid's Day is coming up. And
that's another thing.
And that night, there's a big show at the lab, but also June, I think there's something you can tell us about.
Who?
Your show on April 1st evening.
Weren't you planning some sort of a shindig on April 1st?
Call me
a shindig.
Yeah, he's talking about Janer.
We didn't call you, we said you, Janer.
And it's been updated with 776 even stupider.
I don't know who else you're talking about.
I'm talking to Tallulah, of course.
We're always talking about Janer.
Time is ticking away. I just thought you might want to give a little publicity to your...
Joe on the 1st, April Fool's Day.
No, it's St. Stupid's Day, not April Fool's.
Okay,
all right, we own a copyright on this now. It is a fine. Every time you miss say...
Stupid's Day.
All right, thank you.
At the DNA Lounge.
DNA.
And it's the Strip of Fools.
Been around a long time. Some think perhaps since really a long time.
Random.
Strip of Fools.
It with wings and shaped wings from reptiles. And put in... the hell out of them.
Yeah, there'll be straight and gay and bi women taking their clothes off.
Oh, okay.
Tells them
good.
They have won
good.
The big prize.
What
crime.
Time?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
It sounds like someone
on St. Stupid's Eve. I mean, on St. Stupid's night.
Yeah. At the same time with the lab starting at 10 o'clock that evening. There's a prom. With the band, Nate,
Frank,
Positive Land.
And on...
That's right, Positive Land. What about them?
Well, they play that night at 10 o'clock at the lab.
We've got to go to Positive Land, that's for sure, because they're going to be great.
Oh, where's that? When?
At the lab at 10 o'clock.
At 10.
Oh, damn, that's on April 1st.
Maybe we could go to the thing for your show first, and then the Positive Land.
Oh, damn, I wish I was...
Use your cough button.
Well, what about Fluff?
It's better.
We want to hear Fluff Girl. That's
with us in
important.
Studio, we have a couple of members.
No,
of
Fluff Girl played at Horchard.
The Society. They are
Dr. Now I'm confused.
The greatest band ever.
And that's the past now.
No, that's happening right now in my mind.
Oh, I see. You're replaying your whole life in order.
In my mind.
Now, folks, if you're listening to us right now, you are listening to KPFA or KPFB in Berkeley or KFCF in Fresno, the 94.1 area of your radio. So we'll talk for a little bit longer on the Puzzling Evidence program. And then we'll sink slowly into proper musical accompaniment.
This is a frightening conundrum, ladies and gentlemen. If you think the IRS knows a lot about you and your habits, where do you buy something on the internet? And the information is unlike this show.
Wait, we're on the internet?
Tornado.
Yeah, we are, but we're not.
We're not selling anything. Yeah, that's right. We're not for sale. That's for right.
That's for sure. But we are.
But we are at the end of the hour. It's just after 5 o'clock on KPFA 94.1 FM on the radio dial with KPFB and KFCF.
Everything is shifted back in KPFA time this time. It's just the way it is.
KPFA time. I guess I never understood that fully until now.
Are we off the air now?
Well, we're going to be pretty soon. So
yeah, nobody's listening
last
anymore.
Few pulses of time on the air.
Why did they change it?
They change over because
some guy got on there and kept talking about Janer.
Now, I'll say this to Janer or any complainer.
It's horrible, so we just had to stop watching the show.
Don't you know in Bob's eyes we are all the same size?
So any final words, Bishop Joey, before we go off the air?
That's right. There's no parade this year. Don't bother showing up.
Right. I forgot. No parade.
No parade. No 21st annual St. Stupid's Day Parade at noon, April 1st, Thursday. Next Thursday, April 1st, Valancourt Fountain, the foot of Market Street. Don't bring your socks, your your pennies, your old lottery tickets. Don't wear some funny business. Don't do anything. Don't bring some friends. Avoid it.
Don't go in the basement.
Don't go for the free lunch.
Don't go in the woods.
Don't go for the rituals.
Don't talk on the show because we're gone now.
Because you're goodbye.
One of the things I love about my role here at KPFA is I get to hear directly from you, our listeners. My name is Italina, Donor Relations Manager here at the station, and I get to hear things like, thank you for being here for our community. And we get to be here thanks to loyal listeners like you. So help us continue to be here by making a meaningful donation today. And know there is more than one way to donate. You can make a qualified charitable distribution from an IRA. You can donate stocks. You can even add KPFA as a beneficiary. Thank you for being really thoughtful about this. Thank you to our monthly sustainers and to our generous one-time donors. Donate at kpfa.org or email members@kpfa.org if you have a question about donating in other ways or if you'd like to increase your monthly donation. My name is Italina, here for Community Powered Radio, here for you.
Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. Somebody will, that one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
Mm-hmm. This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
What if you can get your help
with the hottest DJ?
What was your first idea of God, Marshal?
Let us have faith.
Who told you about God, Henry?
Let us have faith.
On hour one.
Atlas warhead missile. Blast off.
Strike back.
Let's recap our own. A missile jets are on direct course with the enemy weapon to destroy it. At stage, Atlas warheads are being blasted into the sky.
It's over.
Responding to emails takes time.
Easy to say no to yes. Yes, I have no expectations. Yes, I have no control in my life. I have no social opportunity in my life. And I'm going to have no life. And I'm going to have nobody else.
I can't meet anybody in my life. Am I a loser?
Yes.
I was really, really nervous.
I really didn't want to do this.
What have I done?
And all of a sudden you just did it and you think it all
There's
extremely
a lot of
important.
Members who have come.
I was dead.
You've become thoroughly familiar.
No, I don't want to go out with him. No, I don't want to do anything like that.
Now that you've mastered
this, about 10 minutes, you're going to have an infection watching this videotape.
Please.
Yes, I have an addiction. Josh, so make certain you read your book.
I know, I help write it. It's boring stuff. Really boring.
Oh, I think the best part is that you can see them on the video. And you can see video, and you can say no.
Go out with as many girls as you can.
Look at that person. Look at their eyes. Look at their... Nina, don't go in there and look at their... look at their dinner table. And is this some dinner you'd really be interested in? Is this some table you'd really be interested in?
I said,
how would that person react if you were in their pants?
What's that place saying on the radio?
I mean, it's picking somebody's nose.
What's that voice saying on the radio?
You could talk to us live, one-on-one.
One-on-one?
At 1-900-666-BOB. It's just you and me, just the way you like it. Or wait. It's not just you and me. It's over 100 of my friends, just the way you like it. Just, it's not a party. It's not me or one of my friends. It's just you and 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 you. It's not the way you like it. Just wait. It's over 9-0-10.
My gay friends and I just love to play games.
You could lie to us live one-on-one.
My friends and I just love to play
with your foreskin.
Just the way you like it.
It's 100 of my box friends and
cats. Girls like me.
Now it's your move. Move.
Must be $18 per minute. Must be $13 per minute. 3-6-9-6-9-9. Don't just sit there. Don't just sit there.
Hook up.
One on one.
So easy. Get started.
We're all hoping tomorrow will be better than today.
And then the voice saying, this is Connell Red, Red Alert. This is not a test. This is an alert. Take cover immediately, everyone.
I repeat, this is not a test. This is Connell Red.
Take cover immediately. We are under attack.
I'm afraid because
this is real. The voice said it isn't a test. Take cover immediately. I'm gonna go. To where? Where will I go?
I wish them luck.
Well.
Where are you?
In my room, Don.
Smooth joke.
Why, thank you, sir. You look mighty idiot.
Yes.
Don and Sue look like people, don't they? No, they don't.
Sis!
Right now, they're kind of feeling like shit. They're always feeling depressed.
Yes, and that's no... And that's a no accident.
Now they're dressed with no clothes.
Neat. Good health is a daily routine of health, posture, healthiness.
Hey, sis, where are you?
Dan! What are you doing?
I have to wash my butt here. Well...
Question, how do I cook? Posture...
Oh, all right, I'll do it for you.
Oh, boy. On.
There's nothing like a good wholesome sex joke.
On.
Good grief, how do I touch that? Help? Sue has a regular routine. Doing her nails. Yes. Oh, right. So after doing her nails, Sue has an irregular routine. Shoving nails and to her hands. Sue avoids hair and so on.
Well, Sue, where are you?
In my room, Don.
Sue avoids Don. That's a good daily habit. And brushing your hands is completely too. And Sue avoids hand sanitizers. Sue avoids Reddit all the time. Sue depends, just in case Sue has an accident. Once a week, Sue gives herself a cleansing laxative. So Sue poops herself, and that's a complete mess to clean up.
He heard the familiar noise. Can't follow the sound of growing darkness.
Avoid. So after a cleansing, relaxing bath, Sue touches herself for the fifth time today. That's better. Sue has an awful sleep schedule. And now for at least 8 hours of sleep.
Near Champagnol.
I believe they can reach the men tomorrow at the earliest.
And now for 8 hours of health.
Leave some hot water for me. And hurry, I have to...
All right, Don.
Water.
Shush.
Wow. Don is putting one more finishing touch to his appearance. The cleansing coat and shower.
He heard the familiar barking.
What the fuck?
And now Sue is ready to fix her hair for at least 8 hours. Sheesh. Sue, your hair looks good enough. So remember, it doesn't matter. Time to eat poo. Blah. And a well-planned outfit of clothes. Well-cared for hands and nails.
What dwarf?
What do you wear?
That's right. Each of our contestants has a chance to win one of these entertaining little guys.
Let's hope he'll pay a little attention to colors. What about these two dresses? Which is more appropriate for social suicide? It doesn't matter, does it? For school, choose comfortable, not too comfortable clothes.
Yes, indeed. Fellows like to see top girls dress as, but in general, only school girls dress as.
No.
FBI, open up!
Goodness.
No, it's not true. Don't even ask.
Neat.
Every day.
Others are looking at you. Your mirror is looking at you. Your mirror tells you what to do, of course. Meanwhile, Sue gives thought to becoming hairy.
And here's something. Well, there's nothing. Dirt under your fingernails must be eaten every day. And it's better than food. Better. There's nothing like a broken heart to help keep you in health.
History of broadcasting
was made when the inmates of
and
the
that's come
home for the
hot. Sue needs foundation repair.
Say, do you look
horrible?
See, best needs better memes.
Yes. What about the things, for example?
Yes, indeed. The things is better.
Doing your nails.
Dirt under
under your fingernails. Dirt under your fingernails. Dirt under your fingernails. Must be clean every day.
Every Friday night, Julia's job is to compare the grocery prices for her Saturday morning charge. That is, after the radio's turned down a little.
Don't wait.
When that matter's settled, maybe I can even bring it out. I figure maybe I can get in a little reading before it's time to go to bed. And now it's my time to jack off. All of a sudden, it's time to go to bed. Today is Saturday, my work day. I get to work while Julia spreads the neighborhood.
All day.
That means she gets around. That is gross, but we have to make sure we get money.
You can learn to do many other...
She gets meat from five big guys within a couple of blocks of our house.
So,
we're all big meat eaters in our family. We're all big meat eaters. Julia buys food for the entire week, so she takes her time doing the shopping. Every Saturday night, she takes all of the vegetables and fruits up her. Easier said than done. But she's figuring out ways to double-stretch that big... I remembered when Julia and I made up our minds we were going to build our own house out of vegetables and fruits. I remembered that we'd be living for the rest of our lives. All of our time would be spent in among us. Then we had the joy of meeting our neighbors, making friends with the people we hate. I got an inkling of the kind of neighbors we had the first time I tried to mow the lawn. The neighbors weren't friendly very long. Those neighbors of ours, working people like myself, all of a sudden I had an odd feeling. The fact is, I gotta take a big chance, and quickly. Every pocket week, there's always a million and one bills. And my paycheck just never had much money. As I started to unfold my check, I had an odd feeling. It was a huge check, or it was a million topic check. Everything sucked. It was exactly 13 years ago I first went to work at the plant. Time to kill this plant. If the workers in our department had any grievances or complaints, they brought them to me and I'd take them out. Usually, we went to a higher representative of management. But not this time. Usually, we could settle matters quickly. But not this time. All our machines had no safety devices, and there was a time I had that accident. I chopped off the tip. The x-ray showed my bone root was badly smashed. And on top of that, I got let go by management for taking my big fat member in the machine. Neither Julia nor I've ever voted in any election. And we seldom miss church on Sunday mornings. Because if we miss church, we go right to hell.
Welcome to hell!
My life was a big thing in my life. I took no interest in helping the youngsters of our officers learning to dance and enjoying it like these children.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
It wasn't long before Jeannie ran into a little trouble at school. One night I came home and found her crying like a little. Jeannie had a note from her teacher that she'd have to wipe her bone. But not this time. I remembered that day when Julia and I made up our minds we were through. And we all think that's best for everybody concerned. I was finally alone. Living was easier said than done. Every night I usually count the years until I'm dead. There's always a million worries and troubles and problems in my life. But everything was fine. Everything was okay. Everything was good. I usually take a million recreational pills every morning to forget all of my personal problems. Even better, every Friday night, I get smashed. But now, this time, cars, I've had talk on belt.
In just 2 minutes,
you're done. You're on our way.
In the correlation of human events, a strange juxtaposition sometimes occurs. The number of incredible coincidences between President Richard Nixon and President Abe Lincoln is truly amazing. Both men were born west of Staten Island, New York. Both men have 7 letters in their first names. Lincoln has 2 more letters in his last name. And incredibly, that is exactly the number of daughters Nixon has. As a press secretary named Ziegler. Spelled backwards, Ziegler is Relgees, and Lincoln is on record as never once having said Relgees. Both men were born in wood houses. Lincoln's son's name was Tad. Nixon's wife is named Pat. The number of letters from D to T is exactly 12, or incredibly enough, the exact number of months in both the year Nixon was born and the year Lincoln died. Lincoln served in Congress 2 years. Nixon served in the Congress 6 years. A difference of 4 years. Or the exact age of Nixon's 2 children when they got their first tricycles. A clerk in the State Department during the Lincoln administration was named Leroy Krellman. A White House gardener in the Nixon administration is named Leroy Spooner. Mrs. Nixon has always enjoyed eating bananas. Mrs. Lincoln rent bananas. Nixon had a dog named Checkers that died. Lincoln played Checkers, and he once had a horse that died. The combined letters of Nixon and Lincoln's names number 26, or exactly one half Lincoln's age at the time he was elected. Nixon's vice president's name is Spiro, a Greek name. Lincoln's vice president's name is Andrew, and Andrew was once the name of a king of Greece. Incredible, you say? Impossible? But true.
Watch! They are video games. Pac-Man alone digested 200 million Americans. No human could begin to compute how many little children were gobbled up. Walk it, walk it, walk it, walk it. When you walk into an arcade, don't forget a bit of Frog Arf, or Mouse Trouse, or Frog Trap, or Chan Grampian, or Grand Dandy, or Grogger, or Mouse Trap, or Pogger, or Champ Grandpog, or Frogman, or Mouse Man, or Man Man, or Hanfin as Champion.
This is all
for Mouse Trap, or Pog Champ.
Video games, video games, video 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 games are games. As we see in this part of our special series on might be videos
are off the end of words which end in R.
Video games. Systems. What makes video games?
This is a video game factory. Here they are turning out prawn games as fast as they can. On the average, it can take up to 200 years and several hundred thousand mistakes. Company executives let us videotape in a room called the secret chamber of deep bumhole sex. The workers work in a room called the work room. This is where the workers spend too much time working. These workers are under so much pressure. Why? Because the company executives eat testicles. The workers work as fast as they can until they can't. Company executives start shooting all the workers and are working too slow. Incidentally, these games are not any fun at all. Your airplane moves faster than the speed of SAS. Your tongue moves faster than the speed of your airplane. He's got problems. Don't forget to lick the joystick. Nope. I suggest that serious game players jack off in the local arcade.
Wah-wee-wah.
Your fingers alive.
He has found his hand hurting. Consider it love. Right into the machine and play.
And play. And play.
It is hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. We spend 75,000 man years doing
nothing.
I could have done that for longer.
But that's half the fun. People like Bert can stand in the park for 2.5 hours
like
without pants on.
The New England speech.
When you're trying to save the galaxy, you're bound to get a little stinky. When you're trying to save galaxy, you're bound to save galaxy. Josh, 15-year-old David Nichols likes Nickelback, like hot dumb-ass youngster. I spent a lot of time in 1981 shooting up $9 billion worth of drugs.
And I remember,
well, zero.
There's a lot of us who remember pinball machines.
There's a lot of us who remember.
There's a lot of us who remember pinball machines.
Damn it. I should consider trying to pay off the drugs.
The one thing about pinball machines is the score. You could always get it up to about 69.
Here's a sound to remember. Nice. Today's pinball machines take about as much abuse as Rodney Dangerfield. To the minefield.
No respect.
I people my age and a little bit older, like my mom, had given birth on a pool table. Why? I would not know. This is a new video game company. Jack Mint is president of video games.
This is not...
Hey, who do you think is going to get him?
Believe that in our modern society they
I know it. Very well.
Check over this capsule.
I hope you said Kennedy.
Gator's your only hope.
Generally one in blue.
Gator's your only hope.
I have to keep things rolling.
You see, we are not concerned here. But very concerned. But we are very concerned that things keep ticking. Dying is the same thing as... People in this to become soldiers. People die.
According to hotel manager, the decedent checked into the hotel on 7:13 at 11:30 a.m. Not vacate the room at checkout time. The floor. Did you get cash? That's a textbook.
I think this is a product or service advertised.
Yeah. Worst of all, rushing rarely saves more than 2 or 3 seconds in a minute commercial, and all good commercials are written with plenty of time for meaningful.
Seen bridging like this before, Tasia? It's beautiful.
The ultimate
Dust
target
of
makers.
X-Day. Little callers, are you all going to X-Day now?
Can't afford it.
Leave. Oh, no. You know, you can apply for a grant. Subgenius.com.
How much
they'll,
would you,
they'll pay for some people.
I'll help you.
And we're trying to make you calm and receptive now with the nice music.
And you have to give good value.
The
like
little
that.
Tummy rub, if you relax, you can feel us giving you a little
tummy rub.
And of course, the hot coffee beans splashed in your face.
I have learned to tuck the listeners in on top of my ears.
They're cute, the little listeners.
It's a Thompson.
Where do you go in the morning?
We go to Dream Fluff Girl Donuts.
Does it have a picture of the thing?
Yeah, it looks cool.
Oh, yeah.
So well.
Nice.
What the heck?
It has this little magazine.
Does
so how many memberships were sold?
Oh, there's been 30,000 or 40,000.
2 times behind the counter.
Does it not include membership?
It's a lot.
Man, what kind of cheap church is this? Does not include callership?
The important thing is there wasn't ever a movie sold.
Every dime.
Don't be scared.
And with these Coke binoculars, marketed by Bushnell, and shaped like miniature Coke bottles, you'll be able to focus in on the show with precise pinpoint accuracy.
With cold military precision.
Oh!
Of course, there are casualties and collateral.
And the callers seem to be attacking the show. Oh, attack's over. Looks like we're fine.
Hey, yeah, my skin looks okay now.
But you're
so... open the pressure doors. I'm just the pressure door.
I'm under a lot of pressure.
Wait till I get through it next time, okay?
See if there are any callers. I think they're gone. Okay, I'm unlatching a little mental door here. Sorry. Oops.
Can you open it back up? My leather ammo pouch is on the other side.
Only here. To a member of Colonel Cornbelt's detached fusiliers.
Sorry.
Oh. Stand and give the password.
You could... You know, you can't bring those tweezers with you.
Really? They're electric tweezers. See, they don't hurt anybody. This is my little girlfriend.
It kind of tickle a little bit, you know.
Oh, that was you. Oh, damn.
The nightingale.
I just changed some
the change
facts here.
Hey, did you know your appearance is 3D-like instead of its normal two-dimensional state there where you continue to walk around like a piece of paper?
Yeah, like Bob. That's why I wanted to resurrect the Bob with.
Just a Bob face.
Years ago, I guess. Oh, it was the 85 thing.
It's just a face. Just a Bob face on a piece of paper with feet.
Everybody wanted to shoot
around.
Bob again, which we did, of course, with. What famous rock star was Bob at the 85 show? There's a good question for you. And, but I wanted to have Bob reappear somehow, and the only thing I could think of was a roll of paper so that when I shot the gun, he would suddenly unroll, and there'd be a funny 2D Bob.
Wasn't it the guy from Uriah Heep?
No.
Wasn't it the guy from...
848-425, tell us.
Foreigner?
What famous rock star played Bob in the 85 show in which I shot Bob again?
See, wasn't that Foreigner?
Because I did it once. The joke is only funny once.
It was Boston, like wasn't it?
I was the...
And they are famous people of L.A.
So cartwheel and
there were many famous people there.
They used me like a ninja star. Stuck
man,
into an
this morning I got up to walk on the beach.
Well, you know.
And there was a class of... Gee, this caller just reminded me. And I got some of it on video. A class, a young women's gym class doing cartwheels down the beach.
So did you take a picture?
$5 to tell us who the famous rock star is in the Bob rubber head. That, let's see. After I shot Bob, I felt I was mobbed by Gary and Paul and Hal and everybody. But the Reverend of New York himself, who was busy.
I don't
really
have
a great monster.
Man,
you look like the Predator.
Exactly. No, we'd look like the God Monster of Indian Flats. If you've ever seen that movie,
I found
we can make a good God Monster out of that. Yeah. $130,
what
folks.
What movie would it be?
For the sniper monster of
yes.
Your mic's up there. Monster? Your mic's up in your suit.
Of course, you need to be in an area where that actually does fade into the forest green.
Well, no, and for the monster movie, you'd want it to be exactly the opposite. You'd be in a steel spaceship, and you'd look like a little tree. No, I'm sure that's the whole... Have you seen God Monster of Indian Flats?
Beast of Yucca Flats?
No, God Monster of Indian Flats, which
no,
I should
I've
bring over if
that.
You've seen that. It's shot at Acid Flats. In
I
the
feel
years
like
that Just Incredible
me?
Probably was living right near there.
I may have to prop now.
And they go out to Virginia City and shoot
I think
it.
I'm going to go to the frop, the
I'll
show
go with
frop
you,
chamber.
Which means he has to stop.
That makes sense.
And Hal can drive the show for a minute.
Yes, I'll get behind the wheel or put my hands on the joystick, one or the other.
We'll call into the show from the frop chamber, but Hal can't answer it.
It's under tremendous pressure. And misted in ebullient seas and cooling shores. And lost amphibious empires. Day dwindles, drowning. And at last, is gone. In the wide and antique eyes which still appear to watch across the castrate lawn, the haggard daylight down into the utmost depths of the dark night of the soul, despair palpable, so that one might cut it with one's knife like a crumpet. How did such a thing come about? Who tumbled
time to wake up.
The locks into this sequence which became part of our reality so strongly? When the mixture, at one time indeterminate, set into adamantine form, which shall only unravel at the day of judgment in the last. Here in my fortress of desuetude, I can only recall happier times.
we have the records here, too, from the record department. Everything is recorded. In an old house, there's always listening. And what is heard remains in the room. And what occurs in the past presses on the future. The stumble and wail of little pain, the footsteps in the corridor, the mowing of hay in autumn, the dogs in the old pony, the singing in the kitchen. The agony in the curtained bedroom, whether of birth or dying. All are tangled together. There is no avoiding these things. And we know nothing of exorcism. And whether in Argos or England, we are under helicopter surveillance. There is nothing to do about these things. There is nothing to do about anything. And now it is time for the news. We must listen to the weather report and the international catastrophes. Ape Neck Sweeney spreads his knees, letting his arms hang down to laugh. The zebra stripes along his jaw, swelling to maculate giraffe. The circles of the stormy moon slide westward on the river plate. Death and the raven drift above, and Sweeney guards the hornet gate. Gloomy Orion and the dog are veiled and hushed the shrunken seas. The person in the Spanish cape attempts to sit on Sweeney's knees, slips and pulls the tablecloth, overturns the coffee cup. Reorganized upon the floor, she yawns and draws her stocking up. The silent man, in mocha brown, sprawls at the windowsill and gapes. The waiter brings in oranges, bananas, figs, and hothouse grapes. The silent vertebrate in brown contracts and concentrates, withdraws. Rachel Ney Rabinovich tears at the grapes with murderous paws. She and the lady in the cape are suspect, thought to be in league. Therefore, the man with heavy eyes declines the gambit, shows fatigue, leaves the room, and reappears outside the window, leaning in. Branches of wisteria circumscribe a golden grin. The host, with someone indistinct, converses at the door apart. The nightingales are singing near the convent of the Sacred Heart, and sang within the bloody wood when Agamemnon cried aloud and let their liquid siftings fall to stain the stiff, dishonored shroud. From the land beyond, from the world past hope and fear, power of the earth. What kept you? Build me a barrier between the men and the one-eyed monster. The genie of the lamp cannot destroy him. But in protection, his powers are invincible.
Yonder lies the castle of my fathers.
Mano sobre la mesa.
Oh, yes, the black shield of Falworth. So that was a good one. And then there was Demetrius and the Gladiators with Victor Mature. Can't wait to watch my brand new copy. Yes, there's nothing like re-experiencing earlier historical eras. Safely, and without the danger of being burned at the stake, or having one's bones broken on the wheel, or have one's shoulders dislocated by the rack, or the thumb screw, or one's eyeballs woodled out by the twisted rope used by the pirates, or any number of other things. Plagues, rats, fleas, murrains, mormals, credulity, superstition, and fanaticism, dirt, malnutrition, and tyranny. Yes, that's all your precious past has to offer. And yet, the attentive time traveler is there for the overall experience. Although we don't recommend that in primitive cultures one call attention to one's status as a foreigner or interloper by wearing overalls. Remember those children's cartoons about Rufus T. Wadsworth, the pig that, the mechanical machine pig that flies through time? Well, now, that's going to become reality. What seemed like a childish, even unimaginative trope, actually the fractal template for a new order of existence and being, which will stamp its eternal form on all. None may evade it. It is destiny. Except for a few of us. The ones they call subgeniuses. The ones who have some hope of getting off planet on July 5th. 2005. You see, 7 is the magic number. And 7 years ago, the original iconoclasm was predicted in the Book of the Subgenius. But church scholars have since decided that the original language did not predict 1998 as the climactic year. This was a misunderstanding caused by the...
Actually, 6881, right?
7, the celestial number...
6881 is the actual year.
Sacred scroll, which Ivan Stan...
Means we have a few thousand years yet.
It is really? The sacred scroll.
Gosh, Philo, that's great.
Well, the 1681 is what they call the invert theory.
No, the upside down time the world ends.
6881.
Yeah, here we are, 16th floor, Bob's headquarters.
I gotta write it and turn it upside down.
This building has no 13th floor.
To be able to understand what... Oh, no.
How does that work? Where do we go?
How did we get here?
Where's Bob's office?
Is this the way we're gonna protect our beautiful new investments?
Is that the way you go to school?
Is that the way you push the envelope?
Is that the way you call the show?
Is that supposed to be your little tie?
Is that the way you ensure quality craftsmanship?
When I call the show, do you mean not talk for a while so that I can think of something?
Oh, we should not talk?
Sure.
So you can
think? All right, hold on.
No, hold on a second.
All right.
Okay. We'll just
wait over here, all right?
All right.
Not talk.
Not sing. Non-living air.
Non-living air. That's what you have now. You have control of the show.
I have control of it.
He who controls
you've wrenched control of the show the out of our sweaty little palms.
Presenting Rufus T. Wadsworth.
And now it's your show. What do you have to say for yourself, caller?
That you really will dig in his chrome plated teapot. He travels through time.
He chickened out.
Beating
he ran
up
away.
And
little sniddly
crime.
Caller.
He's better than Bo Brummel when he's dressed
no
in
no free Logitech cordless headset
Rufus
for you now.
Hiding over in the corner of his bedroom listening to Hal sing.
And you know, when you're playing Halo 2 and Rainbow 6 or Madden, you're looking to break into the Xbox. Straight in there, like with your special tools, the ones that you're going to
silence
use to Escape the hassle of tangled wires.
But one cannot escape from the powers of
darkness.
Don't
be fooled by its featherweight design.
Ever vigilant, they wait to trap the unwary. As Satan goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he would devour.
Steep, steep, $79.99 price tag.
Steve, wow. Steve, you're young and alive. Why aren't your fingernails clean?
Steve, Steve. The show was too much for him to live through.
Well, we killed James Casey Eddings, and I must say it was certainly...
It was swift, it was silent, and it was rare. And it was a pleasure that we derived the maximum satisfaction from.
I would that it had ended another way, but thus perish all who defy Dr. Howlandell.
Here, take this knuckle sandwich.
Oh, it looks good. Is there mayonnaise?
Yes, you'll be bootlegging hot whiskey next. I
forget where our food comes from at X-Day. There's like a little commissary thing that you can buy roast beef at or something.
Yes, and don't forget our wonderful little restaurant that we lived at in Sherman, New York. Forget the name of it.
Yeah, Rocknar.
Is Rocknar still there? Rocknar, call in. What is the name of the restaurant that we dine at frequently?
Joe Slobotnik's?
Something. No, I don't believe so. I think it was like the Wagon Wheel Cafe or something, wasn't it? The Wagon Spoke or something.
Well, somebody spoke. The Wagon. It turned into
a Wagon Ream.
The Blackened Ream?
The Blackened Ream. It's like a burned ream of paper in the warehouse. Hey, bring me a ream.
That's better than the other year when we ate at the Inadequate Aperture.
Hey, bring me a ream. Yeah, how about the Hidden Forgotten Appendage? When we stayed at the Forgotten Appendage that time...
I can't make my drawing now.
He withdrew from the Hidden Aperture.
Oh, this is terrible.
That was the days. That was secret days and special times that even our gardens, living in the gardens like we did.
How did your garden grow?
Well, our garden grew. We imported giant oriental flowers that lived for centuries.
These you didn't were have the, silver bells and cockles.
They had rare yellow tree peonies.
All in a row.
They start to bud even before the snow leaves the ground.
Ah, sunflower, weary of time.
While the frost is still on the ground, these glorious tree peonies
begin. Encounters the steps of the sun.
In April, you'll see their buds shoot out.
Seeking after the sweet golden climb. Where the steps of his journey have run.
Yes, folks will drive for miles just
where
to glimpse your
pale
garden.
And sick with desire, and the pale virgin shrouded in snow. Rise from their graves and aspire where my sunflower wishes to go. In the beautiful land called Brushwood, where X-Day occurs once a year.
And you'll
in
be
a paradise,
in the garden with us.
Off in the wilderness, protected
I
from hate and from
the
fear.
Alone.
A land where one finally is free.
Right here by the dwarf burning bush hedge.
And
Ionibus Alatus Compacta.
The land of delight.
Most outstanding for
and
its brilliant fiery red leaves.
Enjoyment. The land of the subgenius youth.
Land of forgotten pain.
The common
pain.
Sense of most shall hold the fretful realm in awe.
The land for the delightful
and the kindly earth shall slumber, plums. Wrapped in universal law.
Riddle.
And now we put it back in the car because it really stinks. Until you talk about it. Until you bring the enigma or the secret out.
Be
until
careful
it is
what
excised,
you ask for. You just like, might get it.
Well, when I was in the hospital, they gave me 3 enigmas in a row.
Hey, man, do you want to sell one of those things?
Oh, no, thank you.
Now, you didn't. They didn't let you take them home with you, though, did they?
I had no desire to. It was an exhausting experience. But according to this young lady, certain subgenius duties can be performed with elan and original. Yes, this is really why we go to X Day, to receive this type of direct adulation from the Bobby.
I don't think she's
always
really
willing and able
to listen to the show.
Yes, the last thing I would ever want to do would be to hurt you, but it is item number 10 on the list.
Well, that's the inadequate aperture again.
Young Philo is talking about all the Bobbies that flock
about. Make sure
about
you get every spot.
Especially listening area.
Well, you know.
I like you. I'll kill you last.
You asked what the restaurant was called. It's called the Roundhouse.
Ah, I knew it was some kind of...
And where is the Roundhouse?
It's in Sherman.
In Peabody. Sherman.
Sherman, New York.
Sherman, New York. That's where you'll be going.
Across the street from the grocery store.
To see the end of
right.
the world.
We have all the world, all the things we need in the world are in Sherman, New York. Everything we need.
We're looking for Sherman. Some kind of fun.
There's even, you can rent movies in Sherman.
Here is himself, marred, as you see, with traitors.
Okay, we're going to be able to reach altitude now. And we'll be
for an
trying to send
sure,
a
yeah.
signal
well,
and we'll end the
so.
Show.
Well, yeah.
So you won't have to listen
what's
anymore.
What's the in-flight movie?
So the show is going to come to an end?
Show.
Don't quit twisting.
Everything is show.
Keep your hands off me.
In the meantime, we'll be sending that signal.
The sandbox
and so in,
of the show.
17
trying
minutes,
to see
the sandbox
from your
show
point of view, but I just can't.
Near a playground.
I just can't get my mind into it. It just hurts too bad.
I'm going to roll in on the
and
30th.
Here his body is being
rolling,
down in the roller gurney.
Oh, this
see, he has to be cryogenically rolling. Reserved to bring him all the way, that far, all the way to the end of the world. Oh, there you go. These are the auto tapes.
It
wake
has
him
long
up.
Been argued by some genius doctors that some, if pure enough in doctrinal perfection, need not actually travel to the assembly point on the final day, but will be collected by the pleasure saucers of the space goddesses wherever they may live. But to the others, the assemblies or stagirites, this is a heretical position, which implies that even though they operate in a different time frame, the sex goddesses could not be rationally expected to pick up each ornery subgenius individually. And thus, this schism of the early church was born.
Yes, that's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Bartolomeu de la Cazeas wrote of it in 1578 in his massive De Vermis Mysteriis.
Here, tap on this. Hey, good job there.
This is Kalita and, what's your name, honey? Oh, Sandra, yes. We just picked them up, and they.
And what?
Say they
and what are we going to do with them?
I'm sorry.
What do we do with them?
I didn't know that was you. I thought that was part of.
Oh, come on in. We're doing a show.
Okay. Yeah. Come on in. Room for all. Have some drinks.
Yeah, we have the latest technology in here.
I want a margarita.
A little caller just plays.
Now, sit in that chair. It projects an intense green beam on the wall, telling us what your mood is.
And what's your sign?
Much brighter than the red laser beam.
You know, I saw an obituary. It's Simon of the Three Chipmunks died just recently.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's true. Where did I see that? In Time magazine, I think.
Safe,
in their special Gitmo
removal.
Issue. There was a little obituary.
CD briefcase
showed a
not included.
Of the famous chipmunk. You know, actually, they're speaking of the...
Poor Simon... Now, is Leroy and Harvey still alive?
You mean...
and I'm Philip Mulderey.
Theodore and Alvin.
No, Leroy and Harvey were the bastard chipmunks, the half-sons of Dave Seville.
You're thinking of the sex monks.
The what?
The sex monks.
They were the sex monks. They were Leroy and... Did I say Harvey?
Yes.
Well, you might have.
Yes, I think I said
please
Harvey
don't
wrong.
Say Jesus Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, please
okay,
don't.
I won't. Say I won't. That. Oh, no!
Okay.
No!
All right, sorry. I just had to make sure.
Some moron called a sub-moron.
Yeah, called up and said,
wanted to talk to you about your meat.
You know what he said? He came in and he said, hey,
your
man,
meat.
Let's
what
change the J.
Your
let's meat. Change the G your in meat. Subgenius to a J.
Well, that's a sub.
And I said, that's the dumbest idea I've heard yet.
Hyperion to us, Hyperion to a
Satan. Oh, yeah, I know. Hey, Bobby's are always like there? That. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
man,
we're here, but
out.
Don't bring that stupid J idea back in here again.
Yeah.
I'm not going for it.
A J, she gets her